With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House Homeland Security Committee has voted 18-14 along party lines to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas to the full House. Chairman Mark Green says Mayorkas has blatantly ignored laws and breached the public trust.
The actions and decisions of Secretary Mayorkas have left us with no other option than to proceed with articles of impeachment. To quote Madison once again, perhaps the greatest danger of abuse in the executive power lies in the improper continuance of bad men in office, end quote. We cannot allow this man to remain in office any longer. The time for accountability is now.
Democrats deride the proceedings as a sham ordered up by Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump for the 2024 election. The Justice Department is looking into allegations Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush of Missouri misused government funds for her personal security. The progressive lawmaker confirmed the news Tuesday. Bush said in a statement that federal prosecutors were reviewing her campaign spending on security services a day after the Justice Department subpoenaed the House Sergeant of Arms for related documents. GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas has some advice for President Biden in responding to the deaths of three U.S. service members at the hands of Iranian proxies in Jordan.
The only way to respond specifically to this attack is massive and devastating military retaliation against Iran's terrorist forces throughout the region and in Iran itself.
Senator Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network such a response is the only way Iran will get the message that killing Americans is a red line it simply cannot cross. On Wall Street, the Dow by 133 points, the Nasdaq dropped 118. This is SRN News. Christians from all over North Dakota gathered this month to pack meals for poor people in distant lands.
We were shooting for 10 million meals. We ended up with 9.7 million meals, which is far and away more than we have ever produced before. The last time we produced anything even close to that was 5 million meals in Miami years ago.
Julie Smith is a spokesman for the ministry Feed My Starving Children.
We send these meals to our network of partners, and they are incredible. They work in almost 100 countries across the globe, and they are doing that on-the-ground, hard work, seemingly impossible work every day. And they use FMSC food to support the work that they're already doing.
Since the ministry began in 1987, it has produced and shipped more than 4.25 billion meals all around the globe. MFSC has 8 permanent packing sites in 4 states and also holds pop-up events such as the one at the Fargo Dome. This is SRN News. Authorities are worried about the rise in court stormings after college basketball games.
Fans storming the court after big wins and the safety risk associated with them now receiving more scrutiny. That since Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark collided with an Ohio State fan. That came after the Buckeyes' upset of the Hawkeyes in Columbus. Since then, there have been at least 5 more cases, and officials say court storming will likely continue, but eventually someone will be severely injured. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities say fire crews found the burned bronze remnants of a prized statue of Jackie Robinson that was stolen last week from a public park in Kansas. Wichita firefighters were called to a trash can fire and discovered pieces of the statue. A fundraiser is already underway to replace the statue. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.